When the COVID-19 pandemic started, everyone was looking for a futurist, according to political scientist Jairus Grove, director of the UH Research Center for Future Studies. He says rather than predict the future, he works to raise awareness about the black swan events, the remote or unlikely events that we're not taking seriously enough.
So one of the biggest ones is thinking seriously about what it would mean for there never to be a cure for COVID. What if COVID becomes a permanent feature of our life?
Grove says steps need to be taken to assure a credible election process in November.
Unequivocal commitments beyond party to mail-in ballot systems is a good start. The U.S. military votes by mail. That's been used by many states. What we need are as many different ways as possible for people to access democratic institutions. I think you're either in favor of democracy, which means that you want as few barriers of entry as possible, or you're opposed to full participation, in which case what you're saying is you would prefer it if you got to make the decisions without being held accountable by the voting public. I think it is that simple.
Common Cause has already cautioned that funding for systems they consider crucial for elections, like expanding absentee voting and vote-by-mail options during an emergency, were not included in the first CARES Act. Social distancing and isolation measures limit broad political expression, Grove says, and could end up shaping our democracy.
Very often, the will of the people is not fairly represented in the institutions that are elected to represent them. And then there's the other possibility, which has been a recurring feature in American history, which is that the majority opinion is unjust. And that to draw attention to that, to change people's minds, to insist on a better democracy has required a committed few, but a large number to collectively put themselves in the way. I mean, that's the history of civil rights in this country. That's the history of the right for women to vote in this country. One of the things that we're not taking seriously enough because we assume this is all temporary is that democracy will sort of be there when we get back to it. But what if COVID's permanent? Is to think seriously about how long you can leave democracy before it disappears.
Grove contends people underestimate how much our elections run on door-to-door, person-to-person contact. Replacing those types of outreach with pop-up ads, social media, texts, and online campaigning is already underway. Grove maintains the government needs to establish and build trust in a variety of voting systems, including perhaps online or by text, in order to safeguard elections this coming November. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.